So, first of all, your assessment of the performance tonight against Atromitos?
I was very happy in the majority of it. I think there's definitely things we can work on and, you know, there's improvements to be made. But I thought the level of game was very good. I thought they were a good team. They challenged us and they tested us. And I thought we answered the majority of those tests. We've got, you know, there's things, like I said, we can improve on and things we can be really happy with. You know, we scored a great goal after 2 minutes whereby they hadn't touched the ball. We passed it and kept it and, you know, just showed great confidence and great, you know, belief in what we're doing. And it was really pleasing for us to score a goal like that at the start of the match. And then again, it's at the end of the match, you know, with a minute left when, you know, minds are getting tired and decisions are, you know, are becoming a bit rushed. We made the right decision as well. We were composed. We went out one side, came back out the other side and got a bit of quality. And, you know, our striker was in the middle of the goal again, which is great, and, you know, as it was in the first goal. So, you know, a lot of positives, but, you know, definitely things we can work on as well.
Two sides to that then. At this stage in pre-season, what is particularly pleasing you about the team and how they are coming together?
To be honest, how well they're playing. I think, you know, having watched that game and against the level of opposition we were playing against, I thought we competed very well, and we can't underestimate how good they are. You know, they're a Europa League team and we matched them. I watched them against Wigan as well, and they were very good on that night as well. So, you know, for us, is, you know, where we are to compete with a team like that on a level playing field, I think, you know, says a lot about us.
What sort of things do you want to iron out now in the short space of time before the big kickoff then? What's particularly, well, concerning you?
Look, I don't know if there's anything particularly concerning me. I just think we need to improve in all areas. You know, I think, you know, as I say to the lads, there's improvement in all of us. And, you know, I think we'll look at little things that we could have done better and things we can improve on. But the biggest thing for me is that they're trying to improve and they want to improve and the team's getting better. I can see, you know, the belief in what we're doing. You can see it on the pitch, how well they are buying into what we're asking them to do, and they're getting the results and they're getting the rewards. And, you know, I'm really, really happy with them.
By and large, the way you want the team to play, it appears that they're comfortable in that, aren't they? That the passing and the movement at times can be very crisp for Sheffield United.
Yeah, well, we try to, you know, we try to pass it and we try and move and we try and, you know, we try and play a little bit within reason, but we just, you know, we trust them to make the right decisions at the right times, and that's a big part of it as well, and that'll improve given time, you know, in regards to when the right time is to take a risk and when the right time isn't to take a risk. So that's, you know, that's part of what we want to install in them as well. But like you say, I've been really happy with them in regards to how they've taken it on board, and the performances have been very good.
I know we've addressed this with you in part before, but Kevin McDonald, slightly further forward, uh-huh, seems really to have settled into that. Why do you feel that's a way of him for helping the team moving forward?
Because I think he's got great talent, as you said, and I think he, you know, he can create things for us and make things happen and also be a goal scorer for us as well. So I just think the attributes that he's got, the closer we can get him to the opposition goal, the more likelihood we have of causing them problems. So I just think that's a natural progression for Kevin. He looks like he's enjoying it, and we know how well he can play in other positions. So I just think it's an added bonus for him and for us.
Marcus Williams, what happened to him? How's he?
He just got a knee in the back, so, you know, we'll have to assess that over the next day or so and see where he is. But it was obviously a sore one for him to have to come off, and, you know, hopefully it's nothing too serious.
So a scan, etc., that will...
I'm not sure. Hopefully it won't need a scan, but hopefully it'll just be, you know, a bit of bruising. But like I say, I can't comment too much because, you know, time will kind of tell on that one.
At this stage, do you know your team for the first day?
I wouldn't say I know my team. I know I've obviously got opinions in regards to it, but we've got another game tomorrow where some lads are playing and some lads will have a chance to influence that and change that and, you know, and affect my opinion. So that's what it's all about. You know, we'll go there with an open mind tomorrow and see how we play tomorrow. But, you know, a lot of lads, you know, including the subs, the ones that came on, did a lot of good things tonight.
Taylor started well, hasn't he? A couple of goals to his name already.
Great for him to, you know, score on Monday and then come out here, Bramall Lane, scoring his first appearance as well. That'll give him great confidence, as it will for Chris Porter as well, who scored a really good goal there and scored a few in pre-season. And, you know, looking back at the video, we should have had a second when he was onside.
Looks as though Brandy's going to be something of a crowd favourite.
Yeah, they seem to have taken to him straight away. And, you know, it's obvious why, because he's got, you know, he's got talent and pace and, you know, he's an exciting player. So, you know, hopefully we can promote that.
Is it likely at all that you'll be able to bring anybody in between now and Friday?
No, I don't think so. I think we're happy with what we've got. You know, we've got our players in early. The majority of them are in early and been working in regards to where we want to go, and they seem to be, you know, blended in well. So, you know, I think, you know, as things stand, we're very happy with what we've got.